Hello, and welcome to the teaching ministry of Faith Word Fellowship, where faith in the Word leads to a more intimate fellowship with God. We're excited to bring you this teaching of Mark Roberson, pastor of Faith Word Fellowship, where we're building people of vision, people of valor, and people of victory. Now let's join Pastor Mark as he delivers this week's teaching.
So as this word goes forth, I'm asking for you to seal some things in our hearts, strengthen us to a place we've never been to before, cause us to walk in a manner of certainty so that we can bring you glory. In Jesus' name, and all God's people say amen.
Amen.
Come on, open your Bibles with me to two passages of scripture. John chapter 16. Verse 33, Philippians chapter 4. I said two, we're going to add one more. So you might probably make a note of these three scriptures. John chapter 16, verse 33. Philippians chapter 4, 6 through 9. And 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, 16. So that's John first. John chapter 16, verse 33. Okay? The other two, if you're writing them, and you should be, the other two is Philippians chapter 4, 6 through 9. Philippians chapter 4, 6 through 9. And then the third one is 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16. I started a series, and this is the third session of that series, that we're looking at that is entitled Living in Peace No Matter What Comes Your Way. Living in peace no matter what comes your way. One of the things that you have to understand about the ministry that you're sitting under, the teaching that you receive here at Faith Word is this. We never are giving you something, what I call feel-good messages. We're not here to just make you feel good. That you come, you hear a word, you get so excited, you do a bunch of crying, running around, shouting, and that's all good. No, no, there's nothing wrong with it. But that doesn't help you live empowered out there. It doesn't help you to live empowered at home. And so God always shares or have me to share teachings on revelation that will build you to a place of establishment or build your root system so that when you feel in your lowest, when you're feeling like all this pressure is on you and you don't know what to do, when your head is going tilt, something on the inside will begin working its way up to manifest on the outside because of the atmosphere you've been teaching, you've been sitting under, this teaching you've been sitting under. Because irregardless if you know everything that I share, something is deposited. Amen. We call it an impartation. Amen. An impartation takes place. That's why some of y'all, and many of you all have been with us for years, and you face certain situations, and then either something, God will use something I said or taught before, or he would use my voice to you. Not that I'm anybody special, it's just that since you respect me like that, he uses a voice of authority you respect to minister something to you so that you wouldn't question, is this God, is this me, or is this the devil? So he uses that to help you navigate through life. And then as you grow and develop, he won't have to use those things. You'll just have this knowing. I know. I know. I know. He doesn't have to use Pastor Mark's voice anymore. He'll use my own voice. I know. I know. So you got to understand the ministry you're sitting under. And that's why it doesn't make a difference to me, the size of the crowd or anything like that. Because if it's just one person, we still got to be victorious. Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen?
So Look at this. John 16, verse 33. What are we talking about? Living in peace.
No matter what comes your way.
No matter what comes your way. No matter what comes your way. Now, before I read the scripture, let me ask this question. How many of y'all here can honestly say some things have come your way recently, this year? And in spite of all the teaching you've been under the previous years, you still knew you should have responded differently. Let me see your hand. Okay. Okay. That you're saying, I could have did a better job at responding better than that. I didn't have to get that kind of attitude. I didn't have to give in to that negativity. I didn't have to allow this, what happened, to discourage me like it did, depress me like it did. And so I went through days of being down or days of being upset. And all of that comes from what I've been talking to you about since we started this series, about this attack of restlessness that comes. Restlessness. Now, some of y'all didn't raise your hand, but you know I know your story because you talked to me. I know how you responded in certain areas, and I knew that you knew better, but you didn't do better at that moment. But like Jesus did with Peter, I just simply said to you, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you that you're going to come through this. I'm praying for you. You're going to be all right. I'm praying for you because I listened to how you talk, the words you said, and I knew then, listening to your words, you were not in faith. I knew how your response was, that your response wasn't inspired by the Holy Ghost and that your response was a carnal one. I knew God had to get you to the place to renew your mind. You're going to be all right. It's going to be all right. So some of you didn't raise your hands, but I know your story. That's one of the keys. That's one of the keys to being a pastor. But, you know, I'm not here to tell on you. I'm just simply here to build you up. Everyone say restlessness. So we're going to overcome. Oh, your enthusiasm is overwhelming. Oh, my goodness. Everybody say restlessness. Okay. Oh, Lord. All right. Let me go to the scripture. John 16. Maybe I'll be safe this way. Verse 33, it says, these things, this is from the King James Version. Jesus said, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation or trouble or hard times, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So we see some things here in this verse that is powerful that we're drawing this from, because Jesus said, I've spoken some things to you that in me you might have peace. Well, listen, you got to understand that when God speaks to us and when he thinks of us, he never looks at us as living this life apart from him. He always sees us living this life, your life, living it in him. And that's where the peace is. I said something to you last week that bears repeating, and if you don't have this written down, you should. God's word is what produces the force of peace in our lives. God's word is what produces the force of peace in our lives. Say it with me. God's word
is what produces
the force of peace in my life. So we got to understand that this peace we're talking about, that Jesus talks about here, it is a spiritual force. This is not a natural feeling. This is not a state of mind. It is a spiritual force that is released from within me to my situation so that now I can overcome those situations in a place of assurance and confidence. Let me give you some things that we talked about. First and foremost, I shared with you this spiritual force of peace. This peace comes from my spirit man. It comes from my spirit man. It's a spiritual peace, a spiritual force that God wants to infuse your life with. So let me give you this and just remind you before I dive off into more today. How did I do that? Let me see. Let's go. Number one, I said to you, just to remind you, and I don't know if I gave it to you in this order, but that's all right. Number one, I have to know that the peace of God will cause me to be unaffected by the circumstances of life. I don't think I gave y'all these. The peace of God will cause you to become unaffected. Say unaffected.
Unaffected.
Unaffected by the circumstances of life. The peace of God will cause you to become unaffected by the circumstances of life. See, this peace comes from heaven and not from the world. So therefore, it's going to cause you to walk through anything the world can ever throw at you. So again, the peace of God will cause you to be unaffected by the circumstances of life. Number two, the peace of God causes you to come through any challenge, circumstance, or conflict not just intact, but also unscathed by the situation. In other words, not touched. Like the Hebrew boys, they were placed in the fire, but they came out, they didn't smell like smoke. None of their clothes were touched by the fire, so they were untouched. That's what I mean. The peace of God causes you to come through any challenge, any circumstance, or conflict, not just intact, in other words, but it's going to cause me to come through it untouched by that situation. Untouched. The peace of God. So whatever part you got, say it with me. Come on. The peace of God causes you to come through any challenge, any circumstance, or conflict, not just intact, but also untouched by that situation. In other words, you're not going to be carrying what you've been going through. You know what I mean, Mother Carmen? You're not going to be looking like what you have just went through. You're not going to show any evidence of it. And then number three, this peace is not defined or controlled by its surroundings. This peace changes its surroundings. This peace is not defined or controlled by its surroundings. This peace changes its surroundings. Wow. One more time. This peace is not defined or controlled by its surroundings. In other words, what's going on? This peace changes its surroundings. So that's why I share with you that this peace is not the absence of negative situations. It's not the absence of problems. This peace it causes you to rise above any problem. So let's look at John 16:33 again. These things I have spoken unto you that in me you might have peace. So it's the will of God for you and I to live in peace. Now settle it today. Settle it today. I am not going to live in a state of confusion. Settle it today. I am not going to live in a place of where I am confused about what's going on with my life and what's going on in my life. That's that state of confusion. No, I am not going to be restless because of what has happened to me, what's going on around me. I'm going to live in this place of peace because I'm in Christ. So this peace is not the absence of negative situations. I also shared with you last week, this peace is not living in denial of what's going on. I'm not living in denial. I understand there may be problems in my life. So any problem, any problem in my life, this peace causes me to overcome that problem. Not give in to it. Not be defeated because of the problem. No, I'm coming over this, man. And then that's why I share with you that this peace is not a state of mind, but it's a state of being, how you choose to be. It's not a state of mind. It's not I'm trying to psych myself out. It's not about me just having positive thinking. This is not about having the right psychology or the right philosophy or the right ideology. It's not a state of mind. It's a state of being. It's how I'm choosing to be. And how I'm choosing to be is an overcomer. 1 John 5:4 says, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. But listen to me, you're not going to have faith to overcome the world if you don't have peace that overcomes the world.
Amen. That's
good. So you have to settle things that I have to understand that no matter what's going on, what may come in my life, I can operate from this place of faith. From this place of peace and not be moved. So I don't have to give in to restlessness. Okay. The Amplified Classic says this of this, John 16:33. And if you got your smart device, I'd like you to look at that with me. John 16:33 from the Amplified Classic. It says this. I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace. Everyone say, it's the will of God.
It's the will of God.
For me to live in.
For me to live in.
Perfect peace.
Perfect peace.
Now, this perfect peace does not mean that you have to be perfect. The peace is perfect because it comes from a perfect God. So what he's letting me know is that it's his will for me to live in and operate in this perfect peace. And he's given it to me, an imperfect person, and he entrusts me with it. All I got to do is flow with it, give in to it, believe that I have it. So we said this to you already. Anything you receive from the kingdom of God has to be received by faith. Anything that you receive in the kingdom of God has to be received how? Now, I shared this with you last week. I said, I'm going to walk you through this. I don't want nobody to miss this. If it has to be received by faith, that means that you have to speak peace, words of peace, scriptures on peace. You have to speak peace upon yourself in the moment when you least feel peaceful. You have to speak peace to your situation when your situation is trying to intimidate you and threaten you. You have to speak peace.
Yes.
Even when you're not feeling it. And that's the thing that we have to get across to Christians. That you are not a feeling good Christian. You are a believing one. Say amen.
Amen.
So he says from the Amplified Classic, I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. In the world you have tribulation and trials and distress and frustration, but be of good cheer. Take courage, be confident, certain, undaunted. For I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of power to harm you, and I have conquered it for you. So let's dissect this 33rd verse so that we can apply some things in our lives. First and foremost, this is why I told you to look it up on your smart device, because I wanted you to see the scripture. First and foremost, Jesus says that I have spoken things to you. I've spoken my word to you so that you may have perfect peace and confidence. So write yourself a note somewhere that when I'm walking in the peace of God, I also have the confidence in God, or I also have the confidence of God. When I'm walking in the peace of God, I also have the confidence of God. That's why this place of peace, this force of peace, is not a feeling. When I'm walking in the peace of God, I also have the confidence of God. Confidence that everything's going to be all right. Confidence that this too will pass. Excuse me. Confidence that, excuse me, man. Everything is working in my favor. All things work together for my good. Confidence. So, when I'm walking in the peace of God, I'm also walking, or also have the confidence of God. So let's make this declaration. Let's make this declaration. Glory to God. Say, Father God, I thank you that the peace of God
is within me.
I operate in your peace. And it is active in my life.
I choose to look at the spiritual
instead of the natural. Therefore,
I'll walk in peace.
So you have to make these types of declarations. And that's why I gave you the card. How many of y'all been using the card? To declare it every day. Did everybody get the card? Anybody have a card with them?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So let me see the card. So let her have that one, and I'll give you another one. That's yours. Okay? That's for you and Teddy. All right. So we made this declaration, the peace of God guarding my mind, faith declaration. I believe I receive the peace of God guarding my mind and my heart from all restlessness, frustration, agitation, irritation, exasperation, uncertainty, anxiety, discouragement, disappointment, dissatisfaction, feelings of ineffectiveness, and feelings of being stuck and not progressing in life, in the mighty name of Jesus. So you have to release your faith. You have to speak this, glory to God, to activate this peace upon you. And you got to get in the habit of doing it. Somebody say every day.
Every day.
So, the Amplified says, John 16:33. It says, he said, in the world you'll have tribulation, tribulation, trials, distress, and frustration. This is what you have to use your faith against.
Yes.
Let me say it again. Jesus says you'll have tribulation, that's trouble. Mm-hmm. Trials, those are challenges.
Yes.
Distress and frustration. Now, distress is things that will cause you to feel hopeless. It'll cause you to feel like what you're doing is not working. So you have to now, dear hearts, use your faith in the peace of God to overcome those times instead of getting upset that it's happening to you in your life. He didn't lie. He said, in the world, you'll have this. But he gave you his peace because he said this. But be of good cheer. Take courage. Be confident. certain, undaunted. Now, I started talking about this last week, and I want to remind you of this. I want to remind you of this, this undaunted business. We'll look at each one, but take courage. What's the opposite of having courage?
Fear.
Yes, it's fear, but watch this. Being discouraged. The opposite of having courage is being discouraged. You're discouraged because of the fear. You're discouraged because of the struggle. You're discouraged because you didn't see what you wanted to see yet. You're discouraged because you don't feel like your prayers got answered. The opposite to that is courage, being courageous. He said, take courage. He didn't say wait on it. You got to take it. Now, stop right there, and let's flip back over to Joshua chapter 1. Real quick, Joshua chapter 1. I just want us to win, man.
Amen.
I just want us to rise above where we are, where we have been, and to come to a place of problem solving and promotion and progress we've never encountered before. Look at this. Look at this in verse 7.
Amen.
Let's start at verse 6.
Amen.
Verse 6. Joshua 1, verse 6, if you have it, say, I have it.
I have it.
Be strong and of a good courage. Now, remember I said this. This peace is not a state of mind. It's a state of being. Look what it says here. It says, be strong. So that's a choice. It's not waiting on a feeling, Chris. It's not waiting on a feeling, Renee. It's not waiting on a feeling, Teresa. I have to be that. I got to choose to be that regardless of how I feel. So listen, this is what you got to catch. You can be strong even when you're feeling weak. You can be strong even when you're not feeling your best.
Yes.
Because feelings are fickle.
Amen.
But your choice of how you choose to be is your reality. That's why you also can have faith in your heart while you got doubt in your head. You can still have faith in your heart even though there's doubt in your head. Why? I tell you this all the time. Thoughts come to you like birds that fly over your head. You can't stop a bird from flying over your head, but you can prevent a bird from making a nest in your hair. I can't stop thoughts from coming, but I can choose the thought that I will entertain and embrace.
Amen.
So there can be doubt in my head. That does not mean there's doubt in my heart. That's just a thought of doubt. And those are the fiery darts that the adversary send to you. And it says, take up the shield of faith and quench all the fiery darts of the adversary. So I can quench those thoughts that come. That's not part of me. That's not part of my life. That's not part of my personality. Then it also says, casting down thoughts and imaginations that try to exalt themselves against the word of God.
Yeah.
Well, if I can cast them down, that means that, wait a minute, they've come to me for me to cast down. Just because they came to me does not mean they are a part of me. Mm-hmm. Is everybody understanding me?
Yeah.
So look at verse 6 again. Be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. How do I do all of this? Look at verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart, and this is all I've been trying to tell you, shall not depart out of your mouth. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Verse 9, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. All of this we read comes from this force of peace that we're talking about. And this is what you have to experience. You got to encounter it. Now, I said this to you last week, it bears repeating. You're living in an imperfect world. You're dealing with and you're relating to imperfect people. You're navigating through and you're overcoming imperfect conditions and circumstances. And you're learning to conquer imperfect thoughts, images, feelings, and conditions that come to your body. But in the midst of all this imperfection, God gives you a word. This word from this perfect God that he doesn't want you to give in to any of this imperfection. You can overcome it. Say, I can overcome it.
I can overcome it.
So one of the things that we have to remind ourselves. Number one, I got to remind myself that God loves me. God loves me. Now, I know sometimes that you'll go through your week and your day and you'll say, Lord, I love you. And that's good. But how often do you speak out loud in your atmosphere, God loves me? When was the last time you declared, God loves me? Looked in the mirror and said, God loves me. I know that you have moments in your praise and your worship and you tell God, Lord, I love you. And you cry and sob and you be crying in his presence. But when the last time have you declared, God loves me, and you allow that statement to affect you? God loves me. Two, you got to declare and say to yourself, God responds to me. God responds to me. Everybody say, don't yawn on Pastor Mark.
Don't yawn on Pastor Mark.
God responds to me. Real quick. God responds to me so that you don't feel helpless, so that you don't feel hopeless. God responds to me. Now, I want to stop right here and say this. I don't want you to give in to that feeling of helplessness that has been coming against you. This is for somebody today. You got to resist it. How do you resist it? Not with the feeling, you resist it with the words of your mouth. You open your mouth and you say, I resist these feelings of helplessness that's coming upon me right now in Jesus' name. You say that. Feelings of helplessness, feelings of hopelessness, and feelings of haplessness that try to come against your faith to make you feel like your faith isn't doing anything and God isn't responding to you. You remember, I always taught you this. Satan's famous word that he uses against Christians. Anybody know what it is? Look. If your faith is working, look. Look. Well, see, you can tell him you're looking, but you're not looking at what he wants you to look at. You're going to look at what Jesus wants you to look at.
Amen.
Looking unto the author and finisher of our faith. You following me?
Amen.
Why we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are
unseen.
Not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. I'm just not going to look at what he wants me to look at. He wants you to look at what's not working out for you. He just don't know the end story like you do. You know it's working out into your favor.
Yeah.
But he wants you to look at the process. You got to remind him of the promise. Because in the process, it always looks like it's not working out. But everybody say, it's still in process. Yeah. Okay. So number one, you wrote what? God loves me. Number two is?
God responds to me.
God responds to me. Now somebody needed to hear that today.
Amen.
God responds to me.
Yes.
God, he is responding to me. Number three is, God is on my side.
Yes.
In other words, God is always with me. Say that. God is always with me. God is always with me. God is always with me. And he's not with me just to give me a chill, a goosebump, a shiver, or a jerk. He's with me to empower me. He's with me to encourage me. He's with me to edify me. Are y'all listening to me?
Yes.
He's with me to elevate me. Yes. That's why he's with us. Not to give me an emotional thrill. This is not emotion we're talking about. We're talking eternity.
Hallelujah.
Okay. All right. Y'all say it one more. Say it one more time for everybody. Say, don't yawn on Pastor Mark.
Don't yawn on Pastor Mark.
I'm getting ready to go home. I'm getting ready to go home. I'm getting ready to go home. I didn't even get to all my scriptures. I didn't get to all my scriptures. Look at your neighbor and say, it could be because of you. It could be because of you. My goodness. Oh, my. All right. Watch this. I gave you the definition of the word peace last week. I want to remind you of it. Number one, peace. Peace is a state of living a purposeful, spirit-focused life where there is a reliance on God's power. Come on, God's provision, God's promises, and God's protection to sustain you in any situation. Everyone say peace.
Peace.
Peace. It is a state of living a purposeful, spirit-focused life where there is a reliance on God's power, God's provision, God's promises, and God's protection to sustain you in any situation. Let's go to Philippians 4, and we'll end there today. Philippians 4. Now, I'm going to read from the King James, and we're going to read 6 through 9. Philippians 4, 6 through 9. I'm going to go ahead and read for time's sake. Be careful for nothing, or don't be full of care. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. And then verse 9. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. Everyone say, the God of peace is with me now.
The God of peace is with me now.
And so, flip over with me. I said this was the last one, my goodness. Flip over with me to Romans 16. Romans 16, verse 20. When you get there, say, I'm there.
I'm there.
Come on, y'all, read with me. Ready? Let's read. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. And the God of peace. So this is how powerful this peace is. Now, I'm going to leave you with this. God won't be able to bruise Satan under your heels or under your feet if you're not walking in his peace. The God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet. That word bruise talks about he's going to crush him. He's going to strike him. But he's not going to do it apart from you. He does it with you.
Amen.
And for some of us, we're waiting on God to do something by himself, and God is waiting on you to partner with him to do it.
Jesus.
He needs your mouth. He needs your mind, and he needs your body to respond, meaning your actions. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Faith is released with my words, and faith without works is dead. He needs my mouth. He needs my mind to be in agreement, and he needs my actions or my body to act. And so I want to operate this way. So this is how you have to do. Now, we're going to, again, I'm just going to walk you through this, man. And a lot of these messages in this series, I'm not making public, meaning I'm not putting it on the YouTube and what have you. I'm talking to us. Because I want you at this place. So what will happen is, you'll have to catch it. The Spirit of the Lord wants you to know this. I'm taking the time to walk with you in this moment in your life the same way I walked with Adam in the cool of the day. I released secrets to him, and I'm releasing secrets to you. Don't let your struggle, stress, or strain talk you out of this secret place with me.
Hallelujah.
For you're going to see some things in this time and in this year that will totally change the fabric and the trajectory of your life. You're going to see what some challenges have been for, and why the devil was coming at you like he did. And you're also going to see how through your toughest time, how I covered you and I sustained you through that challenge. For this, my child, is a time of intimacy with me. And that's why I'm drawing you closer to my heart. And I'm drawing you closer in my peace. For we're going to walk together, my child. And we're going to boldly go to places you never thought you were ready for. But know this. I chose you. You didn't choose me.
Glory.
Let's worship him.
Amen.
We glorify you. We glorify you. We glorify you. All right, fellas. You can cut it. We glorify you. Yeah. In Jesus' name. Come on, stand on your feet. We glorify you. You see, sometimes in settings like this, and in a message like this, your flesh doesn't want to pay attention. And this is what the Spirit of the Lord says. This is what happens in boardroom settings. It's a lot of strategizing. It's tiring. Their bodies don't want to be a part of that. But it's in those closed door meetings where strategies are birthed, where solutions are caught, where resources are aligned and things happen. The Spirit of the Lord says, I have brought you into a place where we're having boardroom meetings.
Mm.
And I'm getting you to the place before you hear my strategy that you understand you got to capture my peace. And we're going to boldly go. For did not I say to you, when you came into this calendar year that I was going to cause some awestruck moments to happen for you.
Hallelujah.
And so just as you heard that word, you've also experienced some things in the first few months of this year that you didn't think would happen. But now you're going to see what the adversary has been trying to prevent you to see. Now you're going to encounter what the adversary was trying to knock you out of place for. Because my child, I am moving by my spirit. And just like I have positioned my children all over the world, I have not forgotten this group here at a place called Faith Word Fellowship International and Canada. You are not the forgotten. You are the favored. You are not the forgotten. You are the favored. You are not the forgotten. You are the favored. And not many days hence, you're going to receive some favor explosions. Come on, let's bless the Lord. Let's bless the Lord. Let's bless the Lord. Let's bless the Lord. Let's bless him. In the name of Jesus. 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 Some of y'all have gotten tired, but you know, the Lord told us, let us not be weary in well-doing.
Hallelujah.
For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Glory to God. Did y'all hear that word? Did y'all hear that?
Yes.
He has brought us into some boardroom meetings.
Yes.
Only the special get invited there. Only those who have an important place, an important part, get invited there. Jesus. They were having some meetings, in regional meetings, and there's only a few people that was called to this meeting, to these series of meetings. I was one of them. And so I asked this other preacher, I said, why are we here, man? And this preacher said to me, he said, it's time for us to be in the places where counsel takes place for what takes place in our region. Our presence needs to be here. And he kept saying that, our presence. He said, your presence, you need to be at the table. And so that's what I heard, sister. I heard her say that. That's what I heard. God is preparing us for something that's bigger than us.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's preparing us.
Hallelujah.
But now you're going to have to change your mind now.
Yes.
You know, some of y'all like being behind the scenes, not want to be seen. You're going to have to change your mind. It's too late. You've been selected. You've been selected.
Jesus.
So that's why everything has been stated and shared like it has past few months in our settings, in the words that have gone forth. He's preparing us for something bigger than us. So lift your hands. So Father, right now in the name of Jesus,
thank you, Jesus.
I release your peace that surpasses all understanding. We activate the spiritual force of the peace of God to be activated in our lives, in our hearts, in our minds. We're trusting your peace to guard our hearts and our minds. And so we choose to step into the position. We choose to step into the provision. We choose to step into the promotion. We choose to step into that place of progress that has been reserved for us that we didn't even think we were ready for. We come into it trusting you, honoring you, reverencing you, and praising you in Jesus' name.
We truly hope you enjoyed this teaching by Pastor Mark Roberson of Faith Word Fellowship. Please visit us at one of our two locations. If you're in Buffalo, New York, or surrounding areas, please visit us at Faith Word Fellowship International. And if you're in the St. Catharines, Ontario, or surrounding areas, please visit us at Faith Word Fellowship Canada. To learn more about Faith Word Fellowship or to contact Pastor Mark, or to even access other teachings by Pastor Mark, please visit us at www.faithwordfellowship.org. And always remember, one word from God and you will never be the same again.